It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, which this week included a pile of emails correcting a mistake heard in some editions of the show.
I just listened with interest and then confusion to your story about the centennial of the American Philosophical Society, writes Anne Rudloff Stanton from Columbia, Missouri. I realized quickly that the story was not about the APS, which was founded in 1743 by Benjamin Franklin for the promotion of useful knowledge, but about the American Philosophical Association, which is celebrating its centennial and is much more specifically concerned with philosophy in the modern sense of the word. Professor Stanton reminds us one little word can make a big difference.
Antonio da Silva of Suwanee, Georgia, took us to task for our coverage of the assassination of Dutch politician Pim Fortuyn, whom we identified in our report as a right-wing politician. Mr. da Silva writes, "By all objective standards, Fortuyn had more in common with Bill Clinton than with Margaret Thatcher. Fortuyn was a strong advocate of liberal, open, tolerant Dutch society and its generous welfare state." Mr. da Silva continues, "Your misleading political characterizations contribute to an environment where those who question the status quo are labeled fascist, racist, and extreme, and last week in Holland, shot dead."
Our interview about the invasion of a non-native species of noisy frogs into Hawaii brought many letters from Puerto Ricans, where the Coqui is native. They share the sentiments of Gloria Gonzalez in Austin, Texas. "For centuries," she writes, "these little tree frogs have been singing, yes, singing Puerto Ricans to sleep. No nightfall on the island would be complete without the coqui." Indeed, the coqui frog is revered by Puerto Ricans as a national symbol, much in the same way the bald eagle is revered by Americans. I cannot emphasize enough how disturbing it was to hear these perverse plans to kill coquis with caffeine, no less. It's absolutely outrageous.
And our feature about the theme music for All Things Considered left some listeners hungry for more. Letitia Haworth of Falls Church, Virginia writes, "Whatever the changes over the years, our 28-year-old daughter still gets hungry when she hears the ATC theme music. She grew up to my preparing our evening meal as I listen to ATC. Pavlov lives."
Whatever whets your appetite, you can write us at atc@npr.org. When you do, please include a daytime phone number and guidance on pronouncing your name.